that drive around in your SUV. Take yourself so seriously. Every single time I see you rolling by, gets to me, cause you're burning gas, you're waving the flag. You hate the niggers and fags, but you're proud to be an American. Last I heard, pride was a deadly sin. But you say that you're a patriot, I say you're just an idiot. You wanna deport immigrants, if they're guilty or innocent. And it sure ain't no coincidence, your bias based on ignorance. But still you don't give them no chance, you tell them all, go back to France. And you're on a high horse, sitting on your ass, speeding by, driving too fast. But where did you get all that cash? Money that you saved to buy that gas was made from the sweat off immigrants' backs. This is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. Cowboy hat, you're strutting around so big and fat, and treat women like a sexist. Well, I guess I'm gonna mess with Texas, cause your junior president, Georgia, stole an election, started two wars, stole the next election, 4 years more, meets behind closed cabin doors. So what's he gonna do for an encore? Give from the rich and rob to the poor, cut taxes for his millionaire friends, after that, cut taxes again, consolidate all the media stations, build a TV with misinformation, send satellite spies to every nation, pave the way for the invasion, and make the world safe for gentrification, put the rest of us on slave plantations, to the victor go the spoils, take the gold and take the oil, and do it here, and do it to Iraq. This is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. Cowboy hat, I think you smell just like a rat, and I see your emperor's got no clothes. You should know how the story goes, but I guess you're still in denial. The Christian right's rank and file. Yeah, how's it go? You're eating fast food, you're watching Fox News, getting brainwashed with your racist views. Teach English only, prayer in schools. Every little kid's patriotic too. You hate abortion in healthcare, but you don't care about the poor's welfare. When disaster strikes, you avert your eyes, and so you're blind to the corporate lies. And every day that passes by, flood waters start to rise, and every issue's getting worse. More money's filling up your purse, but listen up, you heard it here first. Now your bubble's about to burst, and the shoe bomb's gonna drop. The domino's falling, they don't stop. And so you hide behind the cops and your phony, flunky photo ops to preserve the myth of unity in the land of opportunity. So long as your skin ain't brown and black, this is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. Cowboy hat, I guess you'd say the world was flat. If that's what your preacher said, your Bible lies fill empty heads. And you say that you're a patriot, I say you're a motherfucking idiot. You deny science, global warming, disposable cultures have been forming. And when W needs is fixed, when cowboys need to get their kicks, then terror's felt in other lands. Your family don't see your bloody hands, your friends don't know the secret plan. Conquer the world for the cowboys command. If anyone should rise up, rebel, you make their life a living hell. With wiretaps, computer bugs, undercover steals and vigilante thugs on every corner, police swine, totally politicians all fall in line. And the yesterdays all rewind, take us back to another time when fascist forces ruled the state. World wars were built on hate. Reaction against revolution ended in the final solution. Now the threat of man's extinction's from American weapons of mass destruction. Ain't you got no history? Your mind don't make no sense to me, cause still you don't believe the heat like Hitler in Nazi Germany. You take away the cowboy hat, pencil in a Hitler mustache, oblivious to all the facts. This is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. We'll be right back.
about covers it. That's a great play in words. This is the way patriots act, too. That must have came to you as kind of a revelation. Patriots act. Wait a minute. This is the way patriots act.
Yeah, that's a lot
of history. That's what Woody Guthrie used to do. Like when he wrote The Grapes of Wrath, Tom Joad, he said, I'm writing this for all the people who can't read the book. That's Grapes of Wrath.
Yep.
Can't afford to live a movie. That's Grapes of Wrath. And you're putting it all in. So
yeah,
anyway.
That's a good one, too.
What?
So I like that one, too.
Yeah, so
Tom Joad come walking down the road.
Said he'd gotten his parole, and as the preacher Casey said, we're all one big soul.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Well, in fact, I was talking about Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie's autobiography. That was the first Woody Guthrie song that Bob Dylan learned.
Oh, yeah?
After reading Woody's autobiography, Bound for Glory. He said, I got it down now. This is the first one. He knew that's a long song.
You knew
too.
Him back when he was first learning those Woody Guthrie songs.
Yeah, when he read the book for the first time.
Yeah.
Right then, 1961.
Did he already sound good when he was just playing it for the first time, or did he
well,
fuck
he
up
was,
a little
I was,
bit?
Well, he just read it, and there it was. Yeah, well, that was when it was his time. He could hear a lyric, read a lyric, and he had it down.
Yeah.
And that's
it
right.
Takes
that's
me a little
right
practice.
In fact, we're going to play at the end of this. We got up there some of his from when he first got the first place he played, when he first got to the Greenwich Village in New York City, when he was playing at the Gaslight. We got some bootlegs from 1962.
Cool.
We'll play those in a bit. But I want you to introduce, this is a two, what's going to be happening Friday at the Mama Bus,
yeah,
right nearly almost downtown on Telegraph.
Well, it's a good thing we came out tonight because our CD release show is tomorrow night.
That's what I'm saying.
Over in the East Bay. Mama Buzz.
And that's a good place, and that will be
it
outside.
It starts at 7 o'clock sharp.
And that will be outside, inside, too. You can play, I'm sure you know they have that outside kind of patio there.
I'm not sure if we're playing inside or outside.
We're
going to figure
it
out tomorrow.
You can make that decision when you get there.
We'll be playing with the Happy Clams, and Emily Jane White is a good young folk singer, too.
Well, shoot, it's happening again, eh?
Yeah.
There's an explosion. There's an explosion of the singing word. In fact,
it's making a comeback.
It's making a comeback for sure. In fact, New York Times, we call it the new freak folk. Have you heard that phrase yet?
Freak folk.
Yeah, the New York Times in a front page site called Freak Folk. Have you guys heard that?
Huh, no, I haven't.
Yeah, freak folk.
We've been calling it riot folk over here.
Yeah, riot folk, freak folk. I think freak folk is a little more upscale, but it's along the same lines.
Upscale, yeah.
It came up, first there was a Grateful Dead, then there were the jam bands, and now there's freak folk.
Good shit.
So it's happening in various... Anyway, but you guys are sitting here. I know this guy seems...
And my friend Ed, he's a little bit of a freak,
freak
too.
Folk, yeah, he sure is. I can check it out.
Yeah.
Why don't you hand him the guitar?
Yeah.
He's got a new CD out. He's got the guitar. And why don't you introduce him? I want you to, this little boy Blue.
I've known Ed for a few years now, and we've both been working on this for a while, you know, and it's just kind of a coincidence that our CDs finally happen to be coming out at the same time.
Dude.
But now they're out, and here it is.
Have you been on the radio together? No.
Oh, it's the first time.
Well, shit, but I love first times. The whole is greater than some of its parts. We are doing more together than any of us could do on our own.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, don't worry, be happy. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. Freak folk meets riot folk, and the whole is greater than some of its parts. Doing more together than any of us could do on our own. So first I said, fuck George Bush, the horse he rode it on. Wrong, it's fuck George Bush, he's the horse that they rode it on. How does a patriot act? Read between the lines of the New York Times. And here's Ed. Ed, are you up for it, Ed?
I'm up for it, man.
Well,
here we go.
And get us down for it.
The break of dawn and I'm watching the sun. I needn't worry about you. You had your fun. You become someone I only hardly knew. Too many times you give me your rhymes about who feels worse. And let the love for a man, it should make her stand by him, although she hurts. so bad. So what do you say, my bad mouth and bastard? What do you say tonight? So lying around, won't you make no sound? Don't speak to me so silently tonight. Cover of leaves, it would be your final meal. Was your biting tongue and your dirty lungs, let's chase your own meal. Twenty-1 years of your wicked words burned me to a piece of coal. Felt the earth and lay down to rest your soul. So what do you say, my bad mouth and bastard? What do you say tonight? So low in the ground, won't you make no sound? And speak to me so silently tonight. So used to, and I won't be feeling oh so sorry. Sorry, my bastard like you, bad mouth and bastard like you.
Cool, I can play some guitar too. Hey, I want to take a little musical break here and add another sauce to the mix. This is my friend from, we're talking about Bob Dylan, from that part of the country they call the Midwest, where the wind hits heavy on the borderline. Here's a younger generation. I'm younger than you. This is my brother Tig Alley, and this is a song of his from the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank called the Minnesota song. And then I want you to, and then Ed, hold that guitar. And then after we do that, I want you to hand the guitar over to, back to Little Boy Blue, and then you introduce Little Boy Blue in your own, whatever words. That'd be great.
Cool.
And, so anyway, the show's coming together. We're getting the tapestry together. And so here's Tig Alley from Duluth, Minnesota, and doing the same thing.
Minnesota, I don't believe that I've known enough.
That's somewhere in Minnesota. And that's T. Alexi, pardon me. So, hey, Ed Mazuga, Ed, now it's your turn. I want you to introduce in your own words, in your own intemperable style, the man with his guitar just to the left of you. That's Little Boy Blue.
Well, this Little Boy Blue is somebody you guys really got to listen to, man. He's the most radical and riotous riot folker in the East Bay. The infamous Little Boy Blue.
Yep. And that's probably a long tradition for sure. Dr. Jack London.
Yeah, and like I was saying, we just got our CDs done. And I don't know about Ed. I don't know how much he's got saved up in his piggy bank, but I just blew all my money on my CD. So this is what I'm going to be doing next.
Fault with me, I swear it's not my fault. To the begging I will go, to the begging I will go. I've a pocket for me sugar and another for me spice. If you lend to me your bed tonight, then you can have me twice. To the begging I will go, to the begging I will go. And I've a bottle for me whiskey and another for me beer. The pigs are looking for me, then you didn't see me here. To the begging and I will go, to the begging and I will go. Give me a dollar or a drink and I'll play you a tune. After dark, then I'll be dancing, howling at the moon. To the buskin' I will go, out to the begging I will go. You say I'm a lazy spangin', so the truth to you I'll tell. I'll never bow to another man when begging pays so well. To the spangin' I will go, out to the begging I will go. You may say land is yours to own, well I say that it's not. And you can tell your landlord, I said you can squat or rot. To the squatting I will go, out to the begging I will go. And sometimes you don't treat me kind, you say that I'm insane. Well, fuck you then, I'm out of here and I've been on a train. To the traveling I will go, out to the begging I will go. Think it can't be done, well, just look at me. I just get out of bed in time for food, not bombs, and free. To the begging I will go, off to the begging I will go. And begging was once good a trade, and it is still, I know. I hear the whistle blowing now, it's time for me to go. To the begging I will go, off to the begging I will go. To the begging I will go, off to the begging I will go.
Spanged up. And so then I find myself in Hate Street. I was sitting on the street saying, Spange, Spange. And there I be. Food Not Bombs is a key. The food we have is always free. So get in the loop.
That's
and
right.
Have some soup. No time to frown.
It's, so free lunch.
It's time to chow down. But anyway, hey, let's take a little musical break before we go back. Can you go back to that Bob Dylan page up, the Bob Dylan page? And you'll see some bootlegs there from Gaslight, 1962. This is the 19-year-old Bob Dylan, way back then. Let's see what he has. Just a pick one that sounds appropriate. It says Gaslight, 1962. I saw it there.
Let's see, we got West Texas Cuckoo, Motherless Children, and Rocks and Gravel. Rocks and Gravel is always my favorite.
Okay, this is 1962. Let's hear it. Thank you.
solid road. Make a solid road. Takes a rocks and
take us back to 1962. That was the young Bob Dylan. What's the name of that?
Rocks and Gravel.
Rocks and Gravel. Shoot, he was trying some stuff out. He wanted to see whether he could do that. You see, he didn't hesitate to push the envelope even back then. Rocks and Gravel. And now our man Ed Musuga is here.
Masuga.
Ed Masuga is in the house. In the house right here with his finger picking style and his on the guitar. Ed Masuga. Masuga, what do you call this one? Is this a Finnish? Is that like a Finnish? Is it Finnish?
Masuga, it sounds Japanese, doesn't it? It's actually a Polish name.
Oh, it sounds kind of like Finnish. I thought of Minnesota. Yeah. Because that song, the last couple of songs, my mind was back in Minnesota. And it sounds like a Finn from northern Minnesota. A radical wobbly from the IWW days. Ed Masuga, the famous freight train rider and IWW wobbly from Eveleth, Minnesota, where the wind hits heavy in the borderline. That's it, man. Masuga, he looks like a Minnesota dude. He sure does. Anyway, but here he is. But here, Ed Masuga, why don't you introduce this in your own words?
All right, Dave. Well, I'm going to go with some strumming here and do one called Kicked Out.
Okay, Kicked Down and Kicked Out.
Kicked Out, here goes. We got kicked out of our home. We got kicked out of our home. We'll get by and by. No friends have left our side when they kicked us from our home. The devil changes your mind. Ain't no matter how you bide your time. Now you let your friends go. You finally let those colors show. When you kicked us from our home. Way out east to where the trees grow green. We don't care, they try to starve us lean. Find a place they go to salvage dreams, like ones we had before the heads turned mean. There's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a lawyer waiting. We'll get by and by. No friends have left our side when they kicked us from our home. 'Cause we got kicked out of our home. Ain't no choice but to go roaming. Now you let your friends go. Finally let those colors show. When you kicked us from our home. Way out east to where the trees grow green. We don't care, they try to starve us lean. Find a place they go to salvage dreams, like ones we had before the heads turned mean. Way out east to where the trees grow green, we don't care, they try to starve us lean. Find a place they go to harvest dreams, like ones we had before the heads turned me.
Yeah. Oh. Yo. That was great. Hey, could we go back? That was pretty amazing. That's I was loving that. Could we go back to Tigalian and just another musical CD intermission? I think that might be somebody right who that might be Mother D from New Orleans who is going to say something on the radio. I'm going to go check it. But go back to Tigalian. Could you do that, David?
Oh, Tigalian. That's the first CD.
Okay. Yeah, I want to go back to the last. Let's go to the last cut. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13.
Right.
Okay, and this is Tig Alley again.
Yep.
And that was...
Hey, Tig. That's Dave here. Way down the trail, over a half century down the line. Beatniks, between the beats and the hippies. Boogies, yes, history. History and hipstery. Here we be. Transcending all past categories, welcoming all cool folk out here at the cutting edge. Beatnik, hippie, punk rock, hip hop, Rastafari. What's the word? I said, don't worry, be hippie. And how's it work? Well, take what you need, give what you can, where you can, when you can, however you can. In other words, lend a hand. And what happens then? Down this trail. Strangers becoming friends, friends becoming family, family becoming community, and community on the move. That's the movement. Because, hey, we're about to go for a reason. And the reason is that we love one another. But the movement is that we don't want to know. And the reason is that we're not a reason. And the reason is that we're not a reason. And the reason is that we're not a reason. So, if we're back to that, we read. That's the message. That's the message. The text. And the certain text. The whole is greater than some of its parts. And we can do more together. And that's what we can do.
Down the road.
Okay, hey. We're going to do a duet now and bring them both together. They were both amazing separately. And now we're going to see and hear them together. I'm talking about Ed Mizuga and Little Eye Blue. And you're going to be able to see them both, plus the Happy Clams, tomorrow night at that's June 23. Let me say this. If you're on, if you're somewhere else on the planet listening to this, and if you're not listening at this time, this is San Francisco, California. This is Enemy Combatant Radio. This is Indie Bay by the Indie Media, chain of collectives, organic, garden of collectives, going around the planet. And we're right here in the Mission District of San Francisco. It's at 16th and Cap Street. And here we be. And so you too, what's this going to be? We're going to have a duet.
Yeah, so this is the last song on my new CD that I just got out. But we're going to do a live rendition tonight. This is Goodbye Sunshine.
Oh, it's a good one. It's good so long. And it's good so long, it's been good to know you. Goodbye Sunshine.
Goodbye, sunshine, goodbye, sunshine, goodbye, sunshine. So sad to see you go, so bad, so sad to see you go. I wake up this morning, sun don't rise, I'm yawning, I'm looking out my window. Can you tell me where the sun goes? Scratching my head, checking my watch. Must be at least 10 o'clock. Yeah, there must be some explanation for this. Maybe it could be a solar eclipse. Don't you worry, it's gonna be just fine. Go to the corner store and buy a bottle of wine. Don't you worry about the sunshine, everything gonna be just fine. Goodbye, sunshine, goodbye, sunshine, goodbye, sunshine. So sad to see you go. So bad, so sad to see you go. I wake up, I'm yawning. Sun don't rise this morning. Turn the TV on, I'm watching. George Bush says, keep shopping. Go take a trip down to Disney World. Go rent a car, take your favorite girl. Go take a trip up to Reno. You could win it big, the big casino. Don't you worry, have a good time. Go to the corner store and buy a bottle of wine. Don't you worry about the sunshine. Everything gonna be just fine. Goodbye, sunshine. Goodbye, sunshine. Goodbye, sunshine. So sad to see you go. So bad, so sad to see you go. So very terribly sad to see you go. So sad to see you go. Thank you.
that was a great, what a great wind up, and that's Little Boy Blue. And then Mazuga.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Playing the guitar. That was a duet. Hey, hey Blue. Boy Blue, that's your box of CDs there.
Yeah.
Can people get that anywhere? Or,
well, they can check out my website, littleboyblue.org.
What is
and
it?
Littleboyblue.org.
Because
I'm organizing.
Okay, it's
you can find out all the latest, greatest dates in there.
Okay, littleboyblue.org. And Ed, what about you? You're also a member. In fact, we're going to come back and we're going to play. You're going to come back with your CD.
Oh, yeah. My CD's done. I forgot to bring them over here. But, yeah, you can check me out online, too, edmasuga.com.
Edmasuga.com.
Yep.
And littleboyblue.org. Here they are. Everybody. Ride down the freight train, ride across country. I said, well, this has been an interesting conversation, brother. How can I get in contact? Well, you better check my website. And we're all there. My website is called Riding. Anyway, it's called Riding the Blind. It's called Here I Be at the Bottom Looking Up, but I still got a website. Anyway, speaking of that, but still carrying on, I believe we just got a call from a legendary figure from the Fourth Wall. It's still in the Fourth Ward of New Orleans. I'm talking about Mama D. Can we call back? I think I said 10 minutes.
What we gonna do now that the mines have closed and winter's blowing in on the rain? The bills are stacking higher and it's down to the wire, and I am too stubborn to change. My daddy was a miner and his dad before him, steel and whiskey in my veins. Now some chump in a suit with a briefcase full of lies speaks a language that's colder than the rain. And we don't amount to nothing, we're just a relic of the past, but our blood has built this little town. Unemployment lines are longer than the rope, yet I used to hang my stubborn pride.
This time of Dave back, and I have through the magic of the telephone, Mother D down in the Seventh Ward of New Orleans. Still happening. So we're just getting started our conversation. So Mama D, seems like as you were saying, very little has changed. Describe for our listeners, most of whom who haven't been down there, what it's like around you and around there these days.
Iraq, Iran.
I should.
A war zone. I think we've been put under martial law.
Yeah, I heard that they were saying, you mentioned that, in fact, you were just stopped by a state trooper, right?
Would you believe that? 61 years old. I look like I'm a dope pusher. He searched the car.
Shoot.
I asked him if my son was a state trooper and stopped his mama. Did he think that he would have searched the car, baby?
This
is amazing what we're doing in America in 2006.
It is.
I'm confused. At 61 years of age. I'm confused.
Well, Sue, I'm 68. I'm starting to get a little confused, too. But we're still up for it, still down for it, and still around through it, and you've been through all of that. Yeah, well, but everybody else, the people who left you stayed there and have had an oasis there. I know my friends, the kids from Spaz, have been down and working with you. I'm talking about Megan, I'm talking about Lucas, I'm talking about Slim Chance, and folks like that have always been talking.
Okay, how's Slim? I talked to him a couple of days ago. How's he doing?
I just talked to him a couple hours ago. He's up in Portland. He's on tour with his folks. They're talking about coming back in September. He's on tour. I'm going to see some of them. They're in Portland with their circus, with their musical circus in Portland, Oregon. But they're all talking about coming back in September or October and getting it going. And I know you're talking about getting a school going, using some of the genius and talent and resources that are around. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
We're going to have to get a school, baby. They're privatizing us out of existence.
Yeah, I hear that. Tell us a bit about that. I've been reading that, too, using this charter school thing. So is this going to be an independent school? Or if they can do it, you can do it and become a charter school?
If they can do it, we can do it, darling. Because that's where the problem is. We have to decide in America that we are the people who control our country. And we have to decide that enough is enough.
Yo.
I mean, you know, we privatize ourselves out of jobs,
out of the loop.
Schools and penitentiaries, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's a sad state that America has that sick kind of mentality that the only thing we can do with our people is put them in the penitentiary. It says a lot for our brilliant country, doesn't it?
It does. At the same time, a war abroad. At the same time, killing. At the same time. But you're talking about ever since and long before and through the big storm and continuing, you have to have put together and keep going a kind of oasis in the midst of all that destruction, all that devastation, all that madness. And you never really stopped, did you?
Well, baby, it's almost, you know, it's like I said back then. If they've spent billions, I can't explain to you where they spent it at.
I know. It's going in their pockets.
It's going in somebody's pockets. It hasn't gone to the citizens of New Orleans, I promise you.
Well, we got the Cheneys, we got the Halliburtons, the one pockets the money from Vietnam, I mean from Iraq, that dates me, I'm dated like you. I mean from Iraq, and the other pocket is from New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. And here we are, and the hurricane season's coming again. They're talking about that anyway. But you're putting forth another message, a message for school, a message, I guess, of food for the body, mind, and spirit. Is that right, Mother D?
Yes, and let me say this to you also, baby, in terms of since we're on the air.
We are on the air.
If people are going to come help us, they need to come help us. They can't go by internets and other different medias because now we're being pimped. I call them the poverty pimps. Everybody's coming in and they're horning in and they're getting their little checks and they're leaving and they're not really giving anything back to our community at all. And it's a disgrace that the sincere people like Slim and the kids who've been coming to help me, you know, they don't have the opportunity to just stay there and give us all of their energy, of course. But I do want them to know that we appreciate them. But we've had some very difficult times with people doing unethical things. They come in to feather their own nest. They're not, you know, if somebody just came and gave us some manpower.
And woman power and human power, for sure.
Yes, and some love.
And love power.
And some respect.
And some respect power, some real respect. Let's work together.
Yeah, those are the kinds of things that we need, darling. And it's unfortunate that the world teaches such evil, vicious, malicious attitudes. It's got to be stopped. I'm serious, baby. Y'all see me. All my gray hair's showing. I'm tired as I want to be. I'm driving on the highway.
Shoot.
Cooper stops me. And he says, you know, I'm all of what, 5'4"? He said, oh, a nice lady like you driving by yourself. I said, is that illegal?
Shoot.
You know, guys use old ladies like you. I said, to do what, baby? Then he was agitating me. Uh-huh. You mind if I search your car?
Shoot.
Yes, and damn deed, huh?
Pirates.
And he digs in my luggage. He digs in the whole car. When he finishes, I said, have you had a good dig? Is there anything else you'd like to look at? Do you want to come search me, too?
And this is a 61 lay right down in New Orleans, and this just happened. And all you try to do is to do a little good in your life. That's amazing.
I'm trying to just help my neighbors.
Well, shoot.
You know,
and this has gone around and people...
Everybody say they come and help us, but nobody's put anybody back in housing. You know what I'm saying?
Shoot. Well, I know it's block after block. I used to... I was up at... I was part of the Welcome Home Kitchen up there at Washington Square. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We were up there at Washington Square. Through Thanksgiving, I was there. I'm back in school now. But anyway, I want to come back, and we're not. I'm not the only one. And I think, is there a good way, is there a phone, how do you suggest people get a hold of you?
504-704-723-7738.
7738. And help is really needed.
And my address is the same. Okay. 1733 North Dorgenois Street, New Orleans, Louisiana 70119.
And you're saying, and you're working on getting a school together. Getting, are there people living there now with you?
Yeah, you know I gotta have my crew, baby.
Yeah, so you got that crew.
Let me tell you, so far the last two young people were from Lebanon and Germany.
Wow, they're coming. Wow, you're world famous. You got these different oases, Common Ground, Mama D's, and the Rainbow Family, all doing good work, each in their own way. And there are others, too, I know.
Yes, and are you on every night?
No, I'm just on tonight. I'm taking off, and I'm going to be talking about this. I'm taking off the stations. But I'm not. I'm taking off. I'm going to the Rainbow Gathering in Colorado. But and we're going to be having a circle. We're going to be talking about getting our response, and I'll be telling people this story because there's going to be a lot of people there who want to lend a hand.
We're not looking for the traditional indoctrination called education. We're looking for some unorthodox, real teaching, learning people how to use their minds. Well, let's put it this way, educating the head, the heart, and the hands.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
This situation that's happening right now, you know. But technically, right now, what we really need is for America to get upset and help us ask the president and our governor, where are our dead? We don't have our people. They're not saying this. We don't have our people.
Shoot.
We're still looking for dead people.
That's true.
I mean, they're talking about we got a certain amount of time to get our houses completed. But where's my mama? Where's my husband? Where's my children? These are the things that the government is not answering for us. And I hope it turns out for the best, but we're getting a little frustrated. Everybody's going on and like nothing's ever happened, and we're back in hurricane season.
Are these people who still have never shown up? Right after the hurricane?
After Katrina?
They were thought to have gone off on a bus somewhere, but they've never checked back in?
These are people we were put out of. I wasn't, because I refused to leave. I died first. But we were put out by gunpoint, baby. They didn't give people options. They violated the laws of America. A mandatory evacuation is that if I choose not to leave, they have to tell me the dangers I'm in, but they can't put guns in my mouth.
Well, sure.
My forehead like they did to my people before.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. What kind of totals are you talking about? Numbers of people missing?
Oh, we still got a thousands of people missing, boo.
Well, like tens of thousands?
A thousand,
at least a couple of thousand.
Okay.
Shoot.
Because people, you know, my house is almost like an information center for the community.
And I know that.
Coming there looking for their people. And being treated like a caca by anybody that they ask. You know, they're busy privatizing the rest of New Orleans. They're busy giving away all the jobs and, you know, things of that nature on us, baby. We just... I don't know what to tell you. Never in my 61 years of living have I been exposed to such devastation before. And being treated like a piece of caca by the people who claim they're coming to help. And I'm talking about those official people who are supposed to be coming to help. And I pray to God that this National Guard, it's not the Louisiana National Guard, that's supposed to be coming out here, because some of us gonna die. We're tired. We are tired of being treated like we're not human beings. I mean, yeah. We didn't get mad one morning and wake up and decide, well, hell, we're tired of the way they treat us in New Orleans. We're going to pack and leave. We woke up and they bombed the walls of the levee, and we were forced out by gunpoint by anybody who thought they wanted to put a gun in our face. And now we've been held at bay. I'll give a good example. There was a shooting. It was a murder, five murders the other day. Five young black men were murdered.
Yeah, tell us about it. We heard about it a little bit. Tell us more.
Yeah, and they did a press conference. They don't have a clue who did it. There's been not even one inkling of an ID. But even the elected officials got on television and talking like, oh, the thugs are back from Texas and the thugs are back from here and there. They don't know who did that. They just automatically assume it's young black males killing young black males. And that's the misnomer that's being put out across the world. It is incorrect. We have someone in and everything in New Orleans now, and they're doing someone in and everything, including squatting in our homes. You know, it's very unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate that the sickness has spread it so wide. And you know, I don't know how many generations you go back in America, but I go about five or six. And it's a damn shame that people can come here and can't even speak my language. And I'm talking about if the shoe fit, wear it, whoever you are, we are frustrated and disgusted. Our children are saying, you know, they're going to do national, international searches to get people to come do things in New Orleans. But you mean to tell me, Loyola, Xavier, Tulane, and all the schools in New Orleans, none of them produce people who are competent enough to do the little things that we do in New Orleans? I mean, you can see through it. Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see through this foolishness. It's unethical.
Well, shoot, and you're right there. We're going to be calling you regularly. We did a whole series. Welcome, behave, Mama D. We're going to talk to you regularly. I have your number now when I get back.
All right, baby.
And let people know what's happening. I'm going to be talking about it at the Rainbow Gathering where a lot of people will be. And because there's a lot of people here in the underground who are anxious to lend a hand, who have some hand to give. And this is about don't panic, just keeping it organic. Hey, Mama D. And we're going to be watching and talking about your school, too. Sounds like a great idea.
I'm looking for good, creative, never been written down on the piece of may possibly never been thought of before ideas. Because if we don't get something new and creative for our children, they're all stagnated.
Boy, that's a good idea.
You know?
The time to move. Time to move. We're talking about food for the body, mind, and spirit. Food for the body, mind, and spirit. And if not us, who? If not here, there, where? And if not now, when? Hey, Mother D, I can hardly wait to meet you. I've heard a lot about you, and these are my friends. These are the kind of people who are listening to this radio show, and it's going around the planet. And there's millions of us. We're not alone. I think you know that.
For sure, baby. Make sure you let Slim and my crew know that I love them, and be careful and be safe.
That's hey Slim. Do you hear that? He's living and listening now up in Portland, and Megan's living and listening in Massachusetts. So this is going across the country. Hey, sister, keep up the good work, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, sister.
Good night.
Good night. From San Francisco, New Orleans, San Francisco, still coming together. Take care. Where's here in San Francisco?
I think she signed out.
Okay, that was Mother D in the 7th Ward, and one of the few people still there. People are coming back in a trickle. It's not a stream yet, and it's really making it as difficult as possible for them to come back. But she has in mind, her dream is starting a school, an alternative school down there, and she's calling about people who would be interested. Those out here, the kind of people listening to Indie Media, the kind of people listening to Indie Bay, the kind of people who are listening to this around the planet, are just the kind of people to go down there and lend a hand and help supply food for the body, mind, and spirit. Right here. Let's go to iTunes and see if we can find something from Louisiana, from New Orleans. I think this calls for some New Orleans kind of move. Maybe Dr. John would be good.
Okay.
Here's track 9. This is from his city. Okay, then we'll play some Louisiana music.
To remember for all time at the battle in Seattle, the line was drawn. We showed the bosses, we showed their pawns, the WTO, the Fortune 500 that it rhymed and murdered, raped and plundered, that we got wise to their tricks. We won't stand idly by while politics fools the people, fakes and spins. You look up, it's a deeper hole you're in. We feel your pain, Clinton lied in the Seattle rain. Right was on our side, yeah, didn't we? Shut it down, yeah. Half a decade passed and times of trouble. In every land, folks joined the struggle. While the free trade sharks circled their prize, a new generation was radicalized. In Prague, Quebec, and Cancun, we fought against the corporate doom. In Genoa, when Carlo died, around the globe, his comrades cried. When Bush and his neoconservative hacks framed up the 9/11 attacks, then once again, the stakes were raised. The USA whipped into a war craze, but didn't they knock them down? So in August 2004, I hit the road to protest the war with my guitar and good intention. I landed at the Republican convention. I got off the train at Union Square to join the mass convergent there, and I ran head on into the law. So many pigs you never saw. Protesters, tourists, Iraq war vets were all corralled in the orange nets. When the Lawyers Guild bailed us out of the pen, the riot squad threw us back in again. Yeah, didn't they shake us down? You have your haves and you have your have-nots, and if you lost, if you have to squat. So when I was free from the police hold, I made my way to the Casa del Sol, with traveling kids from all around, some coming up, some going down. Some came together in the South Bronx dirt to build a home, to heal our hurts, to laugh, to fight, to thumb our nose. Each weekend there was punk rock shows. It was a haven for the community, some neighborhood unity. But did they burn it down yesterday? In the winter of 2004, when the sun shines, you don't seem so poor. But when storm clouds climb and cold winds bite and you shiver in the icy night, then those are just the right conditions for the pigs to serve you their evictions. To guard against the police raids, we welded up big barricades. When busted windows let in the storm, we chopped wood to burn to keep us warm. More than 20 years, that's where I had stood. By law, it should have been ours for good, but didn't they burn it down yesterday? So November 30th, 2004, I woke up to a bang on the door. We tried hard, but we couldn't hold. NYPD threw us out in the cold. It's for your safety, said the liars. Hours later, our home's on fire. Our beds, our books, our murals burned. And this was the moral that I learned. They must destroy everything we build, just so they can't own it. No one will. Was it the pigs or Acorn? There's no clues. Got about 10 seconds on the evening news. Yeah, didn't they burn it down? Rise up now, let's settle that score.
Okay, folks, this has been another edition. I want to thank all the folks who are in here. Little Boy Blue. Ed?
Yeah, thanks for having us. This has been fun again.
Thanks a lot, Diamond Dave. It's been great, man. Hope to see you again soon.
And yeah, I'm off to Colorado, the Rainbow Gathering. Hey, let's have a parting song. Do you got any song about the Rockies, about Colorado? I'm not talking about Rocky Mountain High, for sure. But something that
Colorado Trail by Faith Petrick.
Oh, that'd be perfect. There's the sister, and who could be better than our country? But Faith Petrick, this is taking me out because I'm going to be on that Colorado Trail, heading to see my brothers and sisters. Way how high? 10,000 feet high. And that for that that now they're there. In the, at the 35th annual Rainbow Family Gathering.
Laura was a pretty girl, everybody knows. Weep all ye little rains, wail winds, wail. All along, along, along the Colorado Trail. Laura was a laughing girl, joyful in the day. Laura was a darling girl, now she's gone away. Weep all ye little rains, where winds wail.
Wish I'd stayed in Abilene.